Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yo, we back up in here, man. This nigga, man. Yo, SSID house calls, man. Yo, this is a very special edition of it, man. We got the boy Burns in here, man. Say what up, Burns.
Okay.
What's good, y'all?
For sure.
Everybody,
yeah, we got Burns up in here, man. Yo, we celebrating Burns tonight, man. This is the Burns edition of SSID. We celebrating his birthday, man. This nigga's an old man now. You know what I mean? Real senior citizen hours. Shout out to that man. But yo, we got some special guests in here, man. We got the boy Kafel, man. My brother. Yeah. What's happening?
What's good? Yo, bro, I haven't been on this in years, bro.
Facts.
Yo, I feel like Jordan when he came back the third time.
We're in the 4-5. Ain't to playing games with you. Yeah, hey, sir.
I'm here.
Got the boy Rob in here, man. I don't know if he can hear us. I think he's with his pro officer right now. I don't know what he on, but yeah, man. Yo, we just gonna use this episode to really celebrate this nigga Burnell, man. You know what I mean? I'm so happy to have you as a brother, man. But we going to roast your ass tonight. I'm sorry. This is the roast, nigga. Like, we're going to tell some Burnell stories.
Oh, man. Let's get it. We're
going to tell some Burnell stories. But first of all, before we jump into some funny Burnell stories, man, let's talk about how we met this nigga Burnell, man. You know what I'm saying? So Burnell, do you remember how you and Kafel met or no?
Yo, bro, we fake met twice, too.
I remember Kafel saying... I remember Kafel saying he met me. I was hanging out the sunroof of my mom's car because she was picking me up from somewhere, and I seen everybody outside the crib. I was just, it was like Ralph, Judge, who was it, Chris, Kafel.
Yo, bro, we met
going around the corner.
Nigga, I was there, nigga.
Yeah, you was there. You was there because we was in front of your house.
Nah, you wasn't.
When I met Burnell,
he
was there because that's the only reason we was in front of his house.
So you're talking about when Ralph
those are two separate occasions. Yeah, they're two separate occasions. I met you officially and unofficially. So the unofficially part confused the shit out of me because I'm like, yo, if I did that shit in my pop's car, he would have whooped my ass. So I'm in the car. We outside LR chilling. And then I think Burnell knew Rob. He knew Ralph. So Burnell,
that's because everybody know Ralph. But continue.
Yo,
I knew Ralph and Just, and Just was there.
Burnell hops out sunroof, hands in the air, all presidential and shit, like he just won an election. And I'm like his mom, Biden. Bro. And his mom was just in the car, cool and smiling.
I'm a black Republican.
What?
Oh my god. Yo, can we get some bombs, please? Yo,
this is a sick Negro.
Yo, we gonna need a lot of those. I like that.
A whole heap of those, man. But yeah. But first of all, Burnell mom mad calm, so I could definitely see him out the sunroof and her just driving.
Mom is always cool, so I was like, yo, his mom must be mad nice, cause I could picture my mom whooping my ass off the thought alone.
Sandals to the forehead, nigga.
Bro, stepping all on the seats just to say what up presidentially. I'm like, I bet. Do what you do, King.
Where was this? Was this on Kennedy?
Bro, this was around the corner from you.
Okay, say that.
It was on Lawrence in front of Ralph Curry.
All right.
Then we met officially, and that's when everybody was in front of your crib. And I don't remember what was going on.
How about the day you met that nigga was the day where everybody's in my crib and I was in my house?
Yeah.
And they called you to come out.
Yeah, y'all, that's the first time y'all niggas met.
That's the first time we met, and then we didn't talk for like another 2 years.
That's crazy.
And then I started chilling with Brunel around the time that I was chilling with Just. And then when Just went to school, me and Brunel started hanging out, so we got to know each other. But I didn't really like Brunel when I first met him.
Yo, me too. Yo, I thought it was
That's
just
crazy.
Me. I thought that was just
me. Let me tell you what Brunel used to do to piss me off. Because all Brunel would do was show me shorties and be like, yo, she's flea. But I'm like, what about her as a person or how she look, whatever.
He'd be like, yo, her spirit, nigga.
Bro, I was like, yo, you a fashion slut. Then I said it to him, and he looked at me mad.
That's
calmly.
Crazy, but true.
Bro, he looked at me so calm and said, so? The fuck?
That nigga don't care. She got on Y3s, Brunel with it.
Bro, and then for like a whole summer, bro, every time I said something to him, he was like, so? The fuck?
That's crazy.
I'd be like, yo, this nigga is mean as hell, but I fuck with him. No, he mad cool, but he mean as hell.
That's crazy, because like I thought you niggas been knew each other. So the fact that we both met this nigga like officially on the same day is insane. Like,
bro, I didn't know. The funny thing is I passed his house all the time.
Like,
and the shit that was funny, he knew everybody I knew. So I was like, yo.
Facts. Like,
mind you, I was hanging with Chris after you was done hanging with Chris. I didn't see you like that. I wasn't hanging with Chris when you was hanging with Chris.
That shit crazy, though, because, like, me and this nigga Brunel would just go back and forth on Twitter all the time, bro. But, like, this nigga, I did not know this nigga lived 30 feet away from me, G, like, bro. At all. Like, the whole time. I did not like that nigga when I first, like, when we first started. It was like, he always got contradicting opinions.
Bro, all the time. all the damn time, bro.
I could be like, yo, I fuck with the color green. This nigga be like, yo, fuck green. It's blue. I'm like, all right, man. Like, all the time type shit. Like.
And then that nigga say some, then he say some asshole shit and just walk away like the shit is normal. I'm like, yo,
facts,
bro.
Facts.
I'm like, you're not going to come back and finish this conversation. He already on some other shit.
I like some other shit, so... When I first met the nigga, I was not feeling him. I'm like, oh, this nigga be getting on my nerves on Twitter. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he was in my mind, bro.
Bro, and the shit that's crazy is I didn't even know Brunel knew Rob, son. When they first met together, I introduced him. Rob was like, I know the nigga.
That's
I'm like, what the fuck?
That's because I knew Burns before everybody else knew.
So how'd you meet him, Rob? Yeah.
I met this nigga Brunel in summer school in like 2008,
9 or 10.
Oh,
9
yeah,
or 10.
Probably 2009.
It was 10th grade.
Y'all was at the high taking shit.
Turtle Hook. So that was the year that everybody failed math and everybody niggas.
That's a fact.
No, it was mad niggas that failed math.
I remember that because everybody. I'm like, yeah, everybody at summer school.
I wasn't in summer school for math, though. I was in summer school for chemistry. Don't judge me, though. I met him that. Huh?
Chemistry don't sound fun. Judging you?
Nigga, I hate science, but nonetheless, I met Brunel then, and the funny thing is, I didn't know this nigga's name was Brunel till like 5 years later. When I met this nigga told me his name was Junior.
I'm so tired of this nigga. Nigga thought he was too cool. I'm so tired of this nigga, man.
So I gave him a nickname that I still like call him sometimes to this day. I call him Junebug.
We gonna leave that out.
Oh, nah. I can just imagine you. I can just imagine you meeting this nigga. You like, yo, what's good? My name is Rob, and this nigga's like, what's your name? And this nigga's like, my name's Junior.
Oh my God.
This nigga is crazy, bro. But that's crazy. I know. Bro, so Rob knew Brunel before both of us. That's crazy.
Yeah, I knew Brunel before everybody. Cause so we used to you remember Dame Smith with the cats and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was one of the first niggas in high school with us that had a car. So he used to drop us off home. It used to be me, Brunel, and T-Wop, I think, and sometimes Harry. and he would drop us all home.
Oh shit, shout out to Harry.
And yeah, shout out Harry. And yeah, that's like that's how I met him. But I think Bernil knew Danny because they went. Cause remember when Danny left for like 2 years to go to St. Anthony's or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the connection happened. But the funny thing is, like after that, like after summer school, I ain't see Bernal to a Nassau, I don't think.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So like probably like because that was the year before. What was that? That was the year before 12th grade, or like the summer before 12th grade.
That was the summer before we started senior year. Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I didn't see Bernal again after that for like a year.
Yeah, because when we was all chilling on the block and shit, I was like 2011, like freshman year, like that September, October when niggas were just kicking it.
Yeah, that's so crazy. But yeah, I've known that nigga since before everybody.
Oh man, what was your first impression of this nigga? Did you fuck with him like, or did you didn't like me and Cafe?
So I ain't really have, to be honest, I ain't really have no like, I don't know. Like his mans though was annoying. You know? What was that tall nigga name with the glasses?
Oh,
that,
nah, I ain't gonna say. We not saying names. We not saying names. Yeah, leave that alone.
I don't know what that nigga name was, but it was some nigga that went to St. Anthony's with Burns. Some nigga that went to St. Anthony's with Burns, and that nigga was annoying. Every time I seen that nigga, he would call my name from like three blocks away. You would hear like the echo and shit.
Nigga
would
be like,
Hey, every single time, bro, I'm like, my nigga, how you even see me with them fucking nigga had on the glasses that turned dark?
Not the good night joints.
Yeah, that nigga had the blade joints.
Nigga had the lights off. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, how you seen me through them shits? But anyway, yeah, that's how I know where. But I ain't really have no first like thought about it. It was
appreciated,
like,
you know, my boy. Cool.
Nigga just told me he was junior. The next time I see that nigga, his name is Bernal. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
You still 0-2 on first impressions,
nigga.
Now,
you know why? The reason I did that is because I changed my Facebook name because my pops had a Facebook. We had the same name, right? So people, like family, would start following me thinking it's my pops. And I'm like, nah, I'm about to just make this junior or whatever.
But why'd you run with the moniker, though, nigga?
What you said?
Why'd you run with the moniker, nigga? We didn't know your pops, nigga. We knew you. Why'd you tell this nigga your name?
That's it. And people can't say my name right a lot. So I just be like, just call me Junior, yo.
Yo, bro, do you know how much time
for y'all?
Do you know how much times I've witnessed Bernal introduce himself to somebody and then he'll be like, oh, my name is BJ.
Yeah, he do that. He used to do that shit when we used to go to Buffalo Wild Wings or some shit, like for a table or some shit. He's like, oh, what's the name for the table, nigga? Say BJ.
Yeah, it's easier. Man. People don't know how to say my name right, so I'm not about to fight with them or whatever.
This nigga got more AKAs than anybody.
I'm sorry,
I know,
what's your name again?
That's a fact.
They got hella AKAs, man. But yo, y'all, all right, let's get into the part that I know niggas is listening for, bro. Y'all got any favorite Bernal stories? Let's get to it, man. Like, yo, y'all got some favorite Bernal stories?
I got a light story, and it's between.
Give us a warm up. Give us a warm up one.
This is a story between Bernal and Rob, because we was going out to eat every now and then, and every time them niggas go out to eat, bro, something would fall on the ground and break.
Y'all got the Ali now? Who dropping shit,
bro? Bro, we went to Chipotle and Rob kept.
Oh my god, bro! When I tell you, I was crying.
So what happened, bro? You know
the tray where you could carry more than one.
You know,
container
tray.
Yeah,
shit. The waiters be like, having like the big ass super.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but it's at, like the salsa.
They give it to you at Chipotle. Yeah.
I'm walking out and all I hear behind me is bang, ring, 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 ring. So you know when the shit falls and it starts like spiraling out of control.
Sound like sonic rings, nigga.
All I see is Bernal put his hands in the air and just walk away. And then Rob is crying. I was like, what the hell happened?
Bang, ring, 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 ring.
For a whole month and a half, Rob just kept fucking with Bernal. Bernal kept getting tight every time, son.
Bro, I just like to drag shit out, but that's hilarious. That shit happened like 6 years ago, but that's funny as fuck though.
That's a fact.
Nigga Brunel was
kidding. Ain't nobody tell that nigga to play with that shit. Like niggas was leaving Chipotle, he picked that shit up and started spinning that shit. Nigga had the destructo just in his hand and dropped it.
I think it was on his Krillin. That's crazy.
Yo. Oh my god.
That's crazy, bro. Damn. Rob, you got any Brunel stories you wanna share, man?
Damn. Fuck, I don't know why I'm drawing blanks right now. I'm thinking about every time this nigga Brunel, well, I don't even know if I wanna say this shit. I'm thinking about every time this nigga Burns fumbled the bag, bro. When I say bag,
oh my god.
Let's get to it.
When I say bag, I ain't talking about an actual bag, but
you gotta clarify that after the last story. You be dropping shit.
Oh, that's a fact. That's a fact. Nah, I just think Burns is an interesting nigga, bro. He just like,
that's the only way to put it.
That nigga just do interesting shit, like shit that I just would never understand, but it's like it's him.
Yo, but the thing about Brunel, like he got his own method to shit, bro. Like I don't be understanding at times, but I'll be like, yo, I'm gonna let him cook, G.
As long as that shit makes sense to him, I'm like, yo, bro, it's
like I'm gonna tell a story just from like last week, right? Like, last week we had a kickback.
Oh, wait a minute. All
right,
go ahead.
We had a kickback, man. You know what I mean? It's a few vibes in there. You know, we cooling. You know what I mean? I'm treed out. Brunel off the drink. You know what I mean? We in there like every.
Treed out.
We in there. We chilling with John. It's a real cool, calm vibe, right? Like, and this joint's coming in and out this area we in. So they coming through, just kicking it, and then they leaving, whatever, what have you, right? So every time they come over there, Brunel was like, yo, why people be hating on my astrology signs?
Yo, he's dragging it.
I'm lying, right?
No, you're not lying, but you're dragging it.
So every it's like baddies. They coming in, they're like, and Brunel like, damn, why Jones keep hating on my astrology sign, right? So I'm like, man, what this nigga on at first, right? But then then I started seeing it work. And they like open having heart to hearts with the nigga, like, yo, oh yeah, we gonna figure it out. Like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Bro, I told you this nigga Burns is an interesting nigga, bro. He like, that's not even some shit that you would even like do on some regular shit, but that nigga would just pull off some shit and you'd be like, alright.
Damn, like this nigga Burnell run the offense so funny to me, like this nigga, he was sitting crisscross applesauce talking to Jones about their astrology signs, bro. Every single one, and they always vibing with him. I'm just like, yo, this nigga is different, G. This nigga is different, man. But I got another one. I got another story, bro. Like, I've told this one on here before, but like, yo, when we got pulled up by the police, nigga. And this nigga talking crazy to the cop. I'm like, bro, we about to get cleaned up. Like, we out of here, son. We get pulled over.
What are you saying?
Bro, this, I don't know why the nigga chose that day to be Farrakhan and shit, nigga. But like, yo. Nigga, we coming down Grand Ave, whatever. Like, so I lost my phone at the, long story short, I lost my phone at the train station. But I just dropped it on the ground. We go back to go get it. It's late, right? So we coming back down Grand Ave. You know, this nigga Brunel, he going a little fast, whatever, what have you. But the cop sees us, he pulls us over. Brunel handing the little PBA card or whatever, what have you. So he handling that shit, and right? And he's asking about Brunel, like, the most simplest basic questions. Like, you can tell, like, man, he's just about like, yo, he about to let you rock after you seen the PBA, right? But this nigga Brunel was like, I wasn't even going fast. Like underneath his breath, I'm like, fam, like, white boy, yeah, about to let us
privilege card.
Yeah, bro. PBA, like he finna let us rock, and Brunel's like, I wasn't going that fast. And he was like, he asked Brunel, like, yo, Brunel, did you see me? And Brunel was like, yeah, I seen you. I'm like, nigga, you finna go down bad because you wanna talk crazy to Mr. Officer, bro.
fuck.
Yo, imagine them niggas would have started getting crazy with y'all niggas over that shit.
Low key, cause like the thing is, it's like we got pulled over by one cop, and then like two other cop cars pulled up randomly. Like, I'm just like, damn, bro. Like, but if Brunel didn't have that PBA card, nigga, we would have been on a shirt because he was talking crazy. We would have been on a guilty tee, bro.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for this nigga Burns.
Card right there.
Yeah, bro, but don't do that shit no more. Next time the cop talk to you, nigga, don't turn into Sean good, King, nigga. Don't good. Relax, nigga.
Niggas would have put y'all on pack, bro.
Nah, that shit crazy, man. Yo, Kafel, you got any more stories you want to share about this nigga?
Yo, bro, let's talk about this nigga when we went to Canada, bro. Let's talk about Toronto.
Yeah, let's talk about Island Brunel. You know what I mean?
Yo, I don't know what the fuck Brunel took before he got there, bro. But this nigga was a different animal. We was at the parade, bro, and we ended up splitting up. So it was me and Rob, and then there was Brunel and Just.
Right.
We didn't see them niggas until we got back to the hotel.
Hold on.
This is a sick Negro.
Does he deserve one of them? Does he deserve one of them?
I don't know.
I was looking, what were they on? I know, first of all, Just is the one nigga I go out and I just gotta throw my hands up. I'm like, all right, Just gonna be in Just mode.
Just gonna party if he need to party. But I never one Brunel when Brunel party, Brunel don't wild out. Like, so Brunel,
he don't. He be cooling.
So, bro, imagine that nigga being out of control, bro. When I'm telling you we can't find him. Bro, we shared locations because he's like, all right, if we split up, we can find each other.
Right.
Bro, me and Rob is following these niggas on the fucking shit, and the shit kept, they would end up behind us, then they end up in front
niggas
of us.
Niggas the flash, and it goes everywhere.
Bro, then I'm like, yo, I found them, do the dancing, I blinked.
Them niggas is probably on again. the truck.
Yeah.
With all them niggas, with all the niggas on the truck.
That's crazy,
bro. Like, I felt like Brunel ran like 3 triathlons before he decided to go on that trip, because the energy Brunel had, I never seen before from him.
Yeah, I never seen Brunel like on some high energy shit. Like, he always been kind of calm. Like,
you should have seen when he was whining with the shorty and nigga was on the ground, bro. His whole body.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, bro.
Freak man.
This bro, is a sick Negro.
I ain't never seen that shit like that, bro.
Bro, his knees were sweeping the concrete, bro.
Where was this at, G?
This is the parade in Toronto.
Toronto?
The not the Parkway, yeah. But Caravana. Yeah, Caravana.
You banned from Toronto. You banned from Canada, G.
Damn, Pikeman and Canada? That's crazy.
2-for-1, nigga. Oh, this
nothing in Dykeman, but they banned me from Dykeman.
Kafel, you remember last year during the whole George Floyd riots and the Dominican niggas was running the black people out the hood, right?
Yeah.
So Brunel, he had this tweet, was like, oh man, Dykeman canceled. Like, you ain't going to Dykeman no more, right? On Twitter, right?
Meanwhile, I wasn't the only one talking about it, bud.
But this nigga tweet happened to go viral, right? So like... niggas start
from Dykeman was like, yo, these people not allowed back in Dykeman. These people not allowed in Dykeman. Dykeman not pussy.
Yeah, but the craziest thing, like, I know this shorty, she Dominican, whatever. And she was like, she sent me the tweet and like, it wasn't like somebody IG story, right? She was like, yo, this is a man's, right? So I look at it and this nigga's like, yo, niggas talking shit about Dykeman. They can't come up here no more. So I was like, damn, how you get banned from Dykeman? Like, when I say the entire community, nigga, was after this nigga Brunel, bro, it's over, fam. He can't go up there.
I should have did the Jada. New York, you know. Dykeman, you don't know.
Yo, imagine them niggas put up wanted signs with this nigga's face on it.
But they're gonna get jumped by niggas in high waters and loafers with no socks, nigga.
Oh, that would have been sick shit. Crazy.
But nah, this nigga was legit banned from Dykeman. You should have seen it. Like, DR niggas was high at him on the TL. Like, oh, niggas talk about Dykeman, but they come up here and smoke our hookah. I'm like, Brunel don't even smoke hookah. Like,
no.
Yo.
What kind of threat is this? We can't smoke hookah no more? That's the best y'all got?
Like, you better not go. You better not go over there, bro. All them niggas wear Chelsea boots, bro. Them niggas stomp you out.
It's gonna be niggas hips playing. Don't want to fight you and shit. That's crazy.
Them niggas gonna be like, yo, this nigga tweeted that shit last year, bro. I remember that. I remember that.
Nah, when Brunel was banned from Dykeman, it's the funniest shit ever, bro. Like, I never seen niggas just get so mad at one nigga. It's like that Boondocks.
You gotta put out a diss track or some shit.
Facts. It was like the Boondocks. Like, damn, what did that nigga do to make these niggas that mad?
You know what I mean? Be like Snoop and shoot a video in Dykeman.
Kicking over the buildings, like nigga.
Shot a video in Brooklyn.
Walking over Brooklyn. Nah, facts. That shit was too funny, geez. That shit was too funny, man. But yeah, man, this nigga Brunel, we got hella like random memories. A lot of them jumps I cannot tell on here for certain reasons.
But, I mean, you could. I wouldn't say no names though.
Hey, I'm just gonna say, alright, I'm gonna keep this one PG-13, bro. But when you and someone was beefing and I was in the back seat. I'm just like, fam, take me home.
It wasn't even like that, but I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be awkward when your homie and whoever they messing with, whatever, is beefing and you just there, nigga. Like, I ain't got no, you know what I mean?
You just be sitting there with that, okay.
Yo, facts, nigga. I just wanted the Arizona and my buttered bagel, nigga. Like, I ain't here for this.
You try to change the conversation and shit, see if you can take some of the attention off. Like, yo, y'all check the weather, the forecast for the next 7 days?
And you know what else I hate that niggas do? I hate when niggas, like, after the fact, like, let's say Shorty went to go do something real quick or she stepped out and niggas like, yo, you think I'm bugging? Like, gee, I do not want to get involved in this.
He gonna come in the car and be like, oh, y'all niggas talk, didn't y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, so what the fuck did he say?
This nigga Bernil was like, yo, I'm bugging? Am I wrong? I'm like, yo, fam, do not put me in this, fam. Like,
my fault, my boy.
This love. We can look back. Dangerous. Yo, we can look back and laugh now. Just at the time, I was just like, gee. Like,
yo, just know if F had his phone in his hand, he was prepared to call an Uber home.
Gee, I was so close. I could have walked. That's how close. But I was
close.
I would have just walked it down or whatever. Down Cherry Battley block.
What's funny is from what I can remember, the rest of the night was lovely. I don't even know why we were getting to that point, but that's funny that you remember that too.
It was funny because you wasn't wrong like at all, like, you know what I'm saying? But like, it's one of them
situations. It wasn't even that serious to even continue that shit.
Yeah, it was one of those situations where you just got
like, ah, you got it.
Yeah, somebody put you in a situation. Or some shit you couldn't control, and then you just caught the backlash from it, type shit. Like,
yeah, I got a quick moment. Matter of fact,
what happened, bro?
Yo,
so me, Kofel, and Brunel, we went to the Nautical Mile one night, and it was a night that 50 Cent just so happened. I think this might have been the same night. It was a night that 50 Cent so happened to be like performing at like some shit like that.
Yeah.
So we go, I think after that, we go to like some boat, like silent party shit. And then we like go like inside to like, they got like some inside section of the party too. And I just got this drink. And this nigga Brunel is just doing the most. That nigga was over there fucking gully creeping and all types of shit.
Yo, that, bro, sidebar. One thing about Brunel, he's a dancing ass nigga, man.
That's a fact. And he want to act like he don't.
He's a dancer.
But the minute he started wilding, bro, that whole cup was on the ground.
What?
Gone. I don't even know what the fuck it was. It was some blue like hurricane shit.
That nigga
shit.
Alizé.
That nigga bro,
was, what it was
like a whore.
But if you would have seen the way this nigga was dancing, like this nigga was doing every dance in the book, but that nigga. Signal they playing in my signal they playing out, bro. Everything. Bro.
You know what's funny? Niggas clown Ralph for being a dancing ass nigga. But number two in the friend group, number two is Brunel, bro.
Nah, Ralph is different. Ralph different. Ralph is I think Brunell might be like number eight compared to Ralph. Like,
in
Ralph
the circle, number, in the circle of the
then
of,
who,
of
then who's number two through seven?
Ralph.
Oh shit!
That's crazy. Ralph is the most dense and ass nigga I've ever seen.
Nigga, it's Ralph one through seven, and then Brunell eight, Kofel nine.
I never seen Kofel be a dancing ass nigga. Most I seen him do is the Red Bull, the Raging Bull shit. Like I seen him hit that one time. But like,
bro, I haven't did that shit in damn near 10 years, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. But that's the only time I ever seen you like really dance outside of like you know, Kofel might catch a little wine down, or something.
Kofel be getting down, bro. I'm telling you, he the sleeper of the crew. Like when he start wilding out, bro, is no stop.
And hold on.
Lit for everybody.
Hold on. How we gonna talk about dancing ass niggas and we talking about Rob Light? You know what I'm saying? Like, Rob is the most dancing nigga I know too. I know we was at that joint that Kim Chanel was at the Kim Chanel joint. Yo, when we was at the Kim Chanel joint, right, the old school joint, right? Yo, get a little drink and Rob.
He had the edible too. He had the edible.
The Kim Chanel.
Yeah,
the 99 2000
function.
Yeah, sir. Oh shit, nigga!
This nigga was in there sweating, going crazy. The new edition,
bro. I bought the nigga. I bought him an edible, and they told him, "Yo, don't eat the whole thing." The nigga took a piece of the shit.
He went said, crazy.
Good. Nigga ate the whole shit, bro. I was like, "Yo, Rob, what the hell,
yo,
bro?"
Fib, I swear. This nigga Rob walked away for a second. Next time I seen him, he was dancing like Kid and Play.
Yo, that's what happened, bro. Yo, I ate the edible, and that shit, like, it didn't hit me. I left and went next door to the pizzeria, bro. That shit hit me while I was on the line. I feel like I was on that line for a half hour.
Whole time you was on the line, right? This nigga, I had on a Dominican bandana just because I had one on, right? And some Haitian nigga came up to me. He was like, "Yo, why you do my country like that? Yo, people gotta stop hating my people." I'm like, fam, I'm not even Spanish, G. Like, you gotta relax. Mind you, he was talking to me for like 20 minutes because we waiting on Rob food or whatever, what have you, man. But
yeah, bro, I came back and I was done.
Yeah, that was it. That's like second most fucked up I ever seen you. The other first was when you got drunk and niggas had to like move your big ass.
Oh yeah.
And he woke up.
That nigga, that's when we was at Doughy crib and they threw and I think Sean threw you in the pool.
Yeah, bro, I wanted to fight. I low key wanted to fight Sean high. Too.
I was hot.
I low key wanted to fight Sean, but then I remember it was Sean Brown. So I was like, all right, I gotta chill out.
Yeah, when your big homie gotta be careful because the other big homie.
Yeah, bro. There's a lot of big niggas I fight, but I ain't fucking with Sean, bro. Fucking with Sean. Shout out Nard though.
Yeah, man, that's my guy.
The shit that had me tight about it is Rob got thrown in the pool. Rob looked up for 5 seconds and said, "Fuck it," jumped right back in the shit, back first.
Did y'all?
That nigga, he went out like some that nigga Red Father and Friday. You want some 2-0, man? No,
he said no.
Did y'all see when the nigga threw me in the pool? I like went in my pocket and threw my phone out the pool. Right before I like hit the water.
Yeah, that was kind of quick though. That was a quick reaction, nigga.
Nigga, because I knew my shit was gonna be through.
That was some Spider-Man type shit. Like, nigga, Spidey senses going off. But nah, that shit crazy. I remember that shit, man. But yeah, Rob is a dancing ass nigga, but that nigga was drunk that one night. I'm like, how we gonna move Rob, big ass, bro?
All right, my nigga.
This nigga's like 6'6".
Bro. All right.
I'm just saying.
Your day coming.
It's funny though, because I don't even got no drunk Brunell. Like I can't remember any time.
Because he don't be different when he's drunk.
Brunell don't get drunk. Brunell don't drink like that. Like I've never seen Brunell drunk a bit. The only thing I've seen this nigga before is dead, and that was after a Travis Scott concert, and I had to carry this nigga, bro. Let me talk about that story, bro. Because I used to work at Costco.
Hold on. Hold on. After you tell that story, Kofel, I need you to also tell the other story when he left you hanging when you went to that party with all of them niggas in the car.
Hold on. Hold on, what?
Oh, ho, ho.
Hold on, I don't know this one.
I don't know about which story I want to tell first. Now,
tell the one you was originally going to tell. Then we'll go back to the other one.
So I used to work at Costco, and I used to work in the parking lot for 8 hours. So imagine you walking around all day for 8 hours. Niggas is tired.
Yeah.
So Burnett was like, we're gonna go to the Travis Scott concert after. I was like, I bet.
What, the Webster Hall joint with Thug?
No, I think that was the one.
Before Rodeo.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, it was the one.
It was Thug and Travis. Yeah.
So we blacking, bro. Like literally, we're wilding. And by the way, we saw Alan there, which was the most confusing shit ever. Like this nigga appeared out of a mosh pit, like. Imagine God just popping up right before your eyes out of nowhere, bro. That's exactly how he pulled up. I was like, huh?
Seeing a nigga from the town in a random mosh pit is hilarious.
Bro, he pulled up. He said, "Was good. I ain't see y'all mad long," and then hopped right back in. Disappeared like that. I haven't seen him since.
Respect.
So Brunel's mosh pit, Brunel's wilding. At the end, Brunel's like, "Yo, my feet are killing me. I can't walk." So, bro, I had to hold this nigga up, and I'm carrying him. I'm like, "Yo, bro. Come on, son.
That's crazy.
I had to carry the PlayStation on my back, son.
Nigga, feet dangling.
That's not how it happened.
Bro, his feet was in the air, bro.
That's crazy.
You say he wants me out like Paul Pierce?
Yo, that's a fact, bro.
He was in a wheelchair crying?
Now let me jump to the next story. Because the next story, bro, yo, Ev, you're going to be like, yo, this is sick shit.
I ain't never heard this one, bro.
So, yo, bro, you know I don't party like that, but if I do, I go with the same people all the time.
Right.
This combination was weird. So it was going to be me, Brunel, Just, and Alex. And I don't party with Alex like that. I'm like, granted.
Charles?
Yeah. Okay. You know, we cool, but we're not in the same like groups or anything like that. So I'm like, granted, if I don't got my boys with me, I'm ready to go home. Right. So we get on the highway. We all in the car. Brunel's like, I got to go take a shit. So we take Brunel back to the crib. Brunel's shitting. And, bro, we in the car for like 10, 15 minutes. I'm in the car.
This is a sick Negro.
Yo, bro, I was like, yo, when Brunel get out the car, bro, when Brunel get back in the car, we lit. We out. Right. Nigga, Brunel don't even text me. He texts Alex, is like, yo, bro, I can't. Like, my stomach hurt crazy.
Time out. He went in his crib.
Yeah, bro, to take a shit. And, bro, like 15 minutes. And let me tell you, if you don't know Brunel, bro, Brunel take the longest shits in the world, bro. Them shits be whole infomercial.
Oh, shit.
Bro, my God. Man, y'all got to put that much information.
Nah, we got to put that out there.
That nigga Brunel is a habitual long shitter, okay?
This is a sick Negro.
Yo, bro, so let me tell you the most hurtful part of the story, bro. Brunel does not text me and say, yo, I'm not going to come back out. I'm going home. He texts Alex. So Alex reads the text message. And, bro, I was about to say, drop me home. You know how Brunel looked like 4 blocks away from the highway?
If that, nigga.
The moment Alex said this story, I took a breath and I was like, yo, I'm about to go, bro. We already on like exit 19, bro.
Yeah,
bro. I texted this nigga Brunel. I'm like, yo, bro, you dead ass right now? He was like, yo, bro, my stomach hurt, man. So Alex is fat as a fast ass fucking driver, and I'm scared all the damn time,
yeah,
bro.
He was left, right.
We was in the city. Nigga hit a taxi and kept it pushing. I was like, yo,
time out. You went all the way to the city with this nigga,
bro. We went to the city. I forgot what spot we went. Oh, we supposed to go to Coca Cabana.
Yeah, he did. And he ain't had the right, he ain't followed the dress code.
Bro, So we all the way out in the city. I'm over here terrified. We get to the spot, bro. They're like, yo, you're not in dress code. I'm like, yo. In my head, I said, thank God, because I didn't want
to. I'm just trying to go back home.
Bro, when he said that shit, I was like, in my head, like, yo, I like to thank the Academy. I like to thank the man upstairs. Without him, it's impossible. I'm like, yo, I got to
do a war speech, man.
I'm like, take me home. And let me tell you, I don't like going to 2-3 parties at night, bro.
Yeah, I'm not one of them niggas either. If the function don't work, we just going to have to call it. Like,
bro, my social battery does not run that high. Yeah, like, Ed, like
nah,
you
I'm
said,
with you. I'm with you. I'm with
Ed,
you.
Like you said, I'm the most socially antisocial nigga in the world, bro. I was ready to go. Niggas try to go to another spot. Niggas hit the taxi. I'm like, yo, am I going to make it home tonight?
Nah, fuck that. I would have took the LIRRR at that point, nigga. Bro, I'm like, yo.
The nigga hit the taxi. The taxi look at him. He look at the taxi. Nigga said, fuck you. Drove off. I'm like, oh. I was like, all right.
What? Nah, that's insane. Sorry. Bro, whole time, like, Brunel in the crib playing PlayStation.
Bro, peaceful as hell. I bet you Brunel took a shit, got a nice glass of ice water, relaxed, had a snack.
Called it a night, nigga. He was like,
you know what? I'm going to be awake. I'm going to be good. Bro, I didn't talk to Brunel for like 3 days after that, bro. I was pissed off.
I would have been a little hot with him, bro.
Like, yo, Cafel was so mad. I know when something bothering Cafel because Cafel used to call me like 1-2 in the morning, bro.
Just hot. Like,
either if it wasn't at 1-2 in the morning, it was like 5-6 o'clock. I'm still not. Regardless, I'm not like I'm not awake. I'm not up.
Yeah, not fully up. Like, yeah,
I'm fucking knocked out. And this nigga called me and told me this shit. Nigga, Cafel. There's a couple times when Cafel was really pissed off, and I like if he called me at that time, I already know what's up.
Man, you know
he tight because he'll call you and be like, "Yo, let me know if I'm bugging," and then he'll
start. Right. Yo, when Cafel be high, he like, "Yo, this nigga, man, yo,
because you know what it is, bro. I'm always calm. So in my head, I'm like, "Yo, bro, did I really do some fucked up shit, or am I just crazy?"
Or is this nigga just wilding? Yeah.
So I need validation. I'm like, let me go ask somebody. Let me go ask the outside source. So when I call Rob, Rob is like, yeah. And Rob be tolerating my bullshit, but he don't be tolerating my bullshit.
Yeah. At that point, it comes to a point where Rob's like, all right, man, I'm going to holler at you, bro.
That's
like,
a fact.
that's my slogan, bro.
Nigga say, yo, I'm going to holler at you, son.
I'm going to holler at you, Beezy. Like,
yeah. Yo, bro, I was like, yo, this nigga Brunel did me dirty, bro. Yo, you know how fucking, what's his name? How Tariq killed Ghost, bro? That's how I felt. I felt like Ghost.
You feel like Ghost dealing with this nigga, brother.
Bro, I was like, this nigga got the gun to me, and I'm telling him, yo, you don't want to do this. It's going to ruin the rest of your life. And he was like, yo, bro, you got to let me go. Blow.
Damn. Like,
bro, and I bet you he went to Cherry Valley after he took a shit, bro.
Yo, one thing about Burn Sue.
I stay in the crib.
If it don't matter if his mom cook or not, he going to eat, bro.
That's a fact.
It'd be like function. I'm like, yo, we just about to go home. She's like, yo, you trying to get something to eat, nigga? Like,
nah, because
or he'd be like, before he even get in the car, I'm like, yo, my mom just made some fucking chicken, nigga. I can't wait to get home.
Yo, the crazy thing is, yo, I never noticed that shit. I'm like, yo, Brunel dead be having food set, bro.
Yo, like, Brunel like, mom, it'd be good plates too. It don't be no like. Bro, peanut butter and jelly, it'd be good plates, nigga.
Bro. And I've seen his mom come through in like the Jordan youth against the Jazz clutch where Brunel was like, yo, I'm hungry. That his mom will call and be like, yo, I'm about to go pick up some wings and things. I'm like, yo,
yeah.
I was like, yo, what type of intuition does your mom have?
She just know when niggas be hungry, bro. It's crazy,
bro. I be coming over there, she's like, yo, you want some food? I'm like, damn, I don't even know. I don't know if Brunel gonna want tomorrow.
Brunel mom is like a top five mom, bro.
My mom be like, yo, y'all niggas gotta figure it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? You going Brunel crib?
Bro, let me tell y'all the story about when niggas went to Deuce Palooza and Brunel forgot his ID, bro. Oh, we all went to Coney Island. Brunel mom came all the way from Long Island, Coney Island, to bring this nigga.
You lying,
bro.
G?
She did.
That's crazy.
I had to use my. I was getting recertified for something that morning. I left my ID in that same bag I went to the spot with, and then when we went there at Coney, I'm like, nah, I had my ID on me. I said, damn, that shit was at the crib. And my mom would just drop the shout out to my mom, man. I love her, man.
She real, bro.
I missed a good two hours, but it was worth it.
Bro, if I call my mom and ask her, if I would have called my mom and tell her to come to Coney Island with my ID, my mom would have said, Ghana, your bed.
Tough luck, nigga.
What?
You know what I mean?
Ghana, your bed.
Nigga, all right. You know what I mean? You know what? Listen, his mom, top top two and not two, bro.
Facts.
Bro, like, let's she's top one, bro. Let me tell you what happened when we went to Cups and Convos, yeah, bro.
That's the same shit I just said. No, I think it's top two.
My fault. My fault.
Like top two and not two is not the same shit.
I heard two when I didn't hit a rush.
The math wasn't mathing.
My apologies. But bro, when we went to Cups and Convos, bro, we came back home at like 4 a.m, bro. And just car died.
Right.
And my car's at Bernil's crib, so I'm like, we're kind of screwed.
Oh, that's the time his shit died at the cemetery.
No, at the trail, bro. You know, I got a host. We're gonna talk about Rob. We're gonna take a 5-minute intermission and talk about Rob's bullshit. Cause this is the shit I'm gonna tell you.
Nah, we're gonna let Rob live. We gotta let Rob live.
But this story has something to do with Bernil, so this has to come in this podcast, bro. It has to be a part of it. But I'm gonna talk about this story and I'm gonna hop into that one. So his car dies, and we're trying to figure out how to start it because none of us have jumper cables or anything. So I was like in my head, I'm like, fuck it, we just gonna take an Uber back and then we just come back in the morning and jump in and keep it pushing. Bruno was like, nah, I'm gonna call my mom. I'm like, yo, it's 4 a.m. I'm like, what? Don't call your mom. He's like, nah, I'm gonna call my mom. She's gonna pull up. Bro, his mom pulled up in like 10 minutes with the jumper cables on.
Yo, mom's too real.
Bro, and she was wearing my hat from my brand, bro. I was like, nah, your mom's clutch, bro.
She's too real.
I was like, your mom just gonna pop up, help us out, and support black business? I'm like, nah, bro. That's
yo,
like,
come on. Bro. It don't get no.
Oh, I'm yeah. like, come on. Now let me hop into some bullshit.
Yeah,
so this is another time with Just Car Die. So I'm trying to figure out, like, I pull up to get the shit to jump it. Freaking Rob calls me and Rob's like, yo, what's good? And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna call you back because Just Car died. Just right. Rob calls my brother. No, he texts my brother, he texts Just, he texts all my other boys. Brunel's blowing up my phone trying to figure out if I'm good. Nigga calls my brother and says, yo, your brother car died at the cemetery. He needs somebody to revive it. So my brother's like, huh? The fuck? Brunel's fucking confused. And Brunel don't know what the hell is going on. And I leave my phone in the car at one point. So like an hour later, all I see is my phone got mad missed calls and text messages. Brunel was like, yo, you good, bro? Because I'm really concerned. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? He was like, yo, Rob said your car died at the cemetery. You gotta go over there and bring it back.
Yo,
I was like, why does nigga want to play all day, son?
Yo, I hate niggas, man. I hate niggas.
Nick Brunel didn't even understand the story. He said, "I just got off the phone." I bet you he thought about the shit for 10 minutes.
I'm sure he went back to doing whatever after that. But yeah,
bro, it's all about chaos, bro.
Well, I love doing shit like that.
Niggas are so petty.
Yeah, man. That's like every time I go to Brunel crib, Brunel used to have a cup full of pennies, bro.
Relax.
I used to take the cup full of pennies and throw that shit on the bed every time I walked in his.
That's so disrespectful, dude.
Matter of fact, that shit also made me think about how in Brunel's room he got a light switch that turned on the microwave in the kitchen.
Yo, I hit it one time and I'm like,
yo, how you turn your light? And before he could even finish that sentence, he pressed the button and turned off everything. My PS4.
What kind of circuitry is going on in here?
Everything reset. Every time people come into my room, I be like, yo, don't touch that button. But Rob likes to play all day, like a film he's saying.
Rob the one nigga that know it and still gonna hit it.
Rob be coming in the room, he like, yo, which one to turn the lights again? And then be having his hand right there, like he about to turn it off. That's gonna be annoying.
That should be funny, bro.
That should turn on his fucking microwave, everything. His fucking doorbell,
nigga, everything. Refrigerator, nigga.
Whole house lit up.
Nah, that shit is crazy, G. That shit is crazy, yo.
I'm just glad nobody brought up any.
Yeah, love the burns,
man.
I'm glad
none of y'all brought up any stories that would expose me.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that because we know how you are.
Good.
Mr. Shadow Man.
All I know is, yeah, I don't know if I want to do this again for my birthday because it's gonna be a long episode. Bro.
Oh, yeah. The Rob episode gonna be special.
I got too much to talk about in that aspect.
Yeah, Rob. The Rob stories is.
Oh my god!
About how he woke up with a muffin in his hand.
Nigga, I still don't know where that shit came from, bro.
We bought it.
I ate the shit out of that muffin though.
Gee, the Rob episode gonna be different, bro. I got too many Rob stories. Gee.
Oh my
yeah,
because
me and Evan go way back, yeah, bro.
I remember we was on P5 one night and we were just talking about all the crazy shit that niggas was getting into back in the day and shit.
Man. Bro, nigga, me and Evan was playing NBA Live 09 and went. I know I bring this shit up all the time, bro. We went to like four overtimes.
Nigga, I swear. It was a hard. It was a point. I was like, "Nigga, please win. Somebody win. I don't care who wins at this point. Somebody got to win." But nah, that's just
my house.
Nah, huh? We was on online.
Yeah, this was like high school, bro. And Evan didn't have no mic. I just had a mic, and I'm trying to see if this nigga had a mic. So I'm like, "Yo, nigga wasn't saying nothing." Yo, fourth quarter, I was still like, yo.
Yeah, the whole time, nigga, we 8 quarters into the game. He's still like, yo, you got a mic? I'm like, nigga, I ain't talk for 8 quarters. Like, what do you think at this point, G? Like, then he came to school the next day, like, yo, that shit was crazy, right? I'm like, nigga, I was just trying to go to sleep at that point, nigga. I was done. Yeah, bro, but yo. Renell, I just want to say, bro, I appreciate you, bro. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Enjoy your birthday, man. One of my favorite people out there, man. Yes, sir.
Love y'all, bro. Man.
Yes, sir. Wait, hold on. We ending this off?
Yeah, I was gonna round it off. We can still show you guys any stories.
I still didn't talk about the story I've been holding on to the whole time. Son.
Oh, nigga, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
So let me tell you about Labor Day, bro. This is like 2013. Brenda, what year was we wearing nothing? We was wearing OD Hirachis. That had to be like 2013.
I thought you were about to say nothing.
That was 14 or 15.
Nah, that was like 14, 15, yeah.
All right. So me and Brenell go to the parade, and one, there was too much funny shit that happened that day.
Oh, I know what he about to say. I wasn't there, but I know what he about to say.
It was me and Brenell. No, it wasn't the year with Rob. I bet. So was me and
Stinky?
Nah, Stinky wasn't there. But it was me, Brunel, we saw Just, we saw Ralph. So we're in the parade, and we're in the street, and then there's this group of girls that's in front of us. No, it was a mother and a daughter, okay. And they were in the parade. So they walking, they dancing, whatever. And low-key, we was about to get on it. We was giving it a moment.
The mother and the daughter?
Yeah, bro. We was about to have the ultimate, like, you
know.
You
think it's different, but
Bro, so we walking down and shit, we vibing. Shorty's like, yo, it stink over here. What's that smell?
That's crazy.
Hold on, Ev, I need a bomb drop before
this
I say
is a sick Negro.
I appreciate it. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes, sir.
So he says it again. She's like, yo, it smell funny over here.
Mind you, whole time you telling the story, I'm just picturing Nina Sky Move Your Body playing in the background.
Bro, you should. That's the song for that moment. So Brunel turns to me. Brunel taps me and said, "I don't know what the fuck she's smelling. It's probably her pussy."
Oh, I problematic birds,
bro.
Yo,
now, let me tell you, bro. He said this shit, and I was so shocked by him saying it that I chose to ignore him.
That's so how you try to ignore a nigga saying some wild shit.
So you
that's like when I be out with Carly on this shit. I'll be like, just ignore this nigga.
Yo, bro, so you would think the nigga's not gonna say this shit again. Yo, Ev, I need another bomb, bro. Drop another one.
This is a sick Negro.
The nigga taps me again and says it at the top of his voice. It must be her pussy.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Yo,
the daughter turns
around.
The daughter turns around and say, don't talk about me and my mother like that.
Not her mommy.
Brunel tried to lie and be like, yo, I wasn't even talking about y'all, but drop a bomb, bro. We've already done. The deed was already done.
The cake's been baked. Bernal's a sick nigga.
And now you know, and you know how Bernal don't like to walk away from
dragging it, bro.
Bernal can't lose the argument. He gotta have the last word.
Yo, Ev, I need a this is a sick Negro, bro.
This is a sick Negro.
I need that. So
this Bernal, is a sick Negro.
You gave me another one. So Bernal starts to argue with her, like, yo, bro, I'm not even talking to you. Bernal was talking about them.
Obviously. Really? Clearly,
I literally tapped Bernal and was like, yo, Bernal, let's just walk away, bro, because you're not going to win that one. You're not going to win it. And Bernal was like, no. I'm like, yo, Bernal, it's over, bro. Let's walk away, bro. We lost. We're not even going to be able to win.
We lost.
And I was low key tight because I wanted to dance with the moms. Like, the moms was thick. I was like, "What's up?"
She, according to Bernal, not because she was stinky.
Yo. And for the next 15 minutes,
when Cafel called me and told me that shit, the first thing I said was, "What? What was that nigga to even say that?" Like.
Bro, when I tell you, Bernal was like, yo.
Why would you say that?
Bro, when we talked about it in the car ride home, I was like, yo, Bernal, you know I heard you the first time.
Did he fess up to it, though?
Yo, bro, like an hour later, Bernal, I was like, yo, Bernal, who else was you going to say it to? Who else? let me get this as a sick Negro, bro.
This is a sick Negro.
I was like, yo, this nigga Bernal is out of control, bro. He was like, yo, I ain't mean to say it like that. I'm like,
hold on. So he admitted he said it.
Yeah, bro. No,
yo, crazy.
I was like, what do you mean? Like, you ain't mean to say it like that. You should let it at all. I was like, yo, this nigga Bernal is out of control. This is a sick Negro.
Yeah, man.
This is a sick Negro.
Yes, sir.
Yo, bro, I need that. That's fire. But yo, definitely Burn, you know, you're a brother to me, you family, bro. If you need a kidney, I'm not gonna give you mom. I'll help you find one though.
Yeah, we definitely gonna crowdsource a kidney for you.
That's a fact. If I got to get you jump started on the list, bro, I'll do what I got to do, bro.
Yeah,
but I can't
get
you mine,
it on StockX, bro.
That's a fact.
You can use a promo code.
If they still selling PlayStations, bro, they selling kidneys, bro.
Yeah, so just swap it out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, bro.
Yo, Evan, remember two things. You don't have to speak about it, but I want to know if you remember this. You remember when we recorded at Long Beach?
Say about that.
Oh, don't do that. I was there that night. What happened?
You remember the pool party?
Huh? What happened?
Remember the pool party we was at?
All over on the hills by Adonis?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, I'm going to talk about the pool. I ain't going to say no names on the pool party. I ain't going to say no names. But I have to tell this story.
That person probably knows who we talking about anyway.
That's her, though. Four people going to know. Me, you, her friend, and her. Only people going to know this, right? So, what's the girl name? Tati,
I love her though.
Yeah, Tati pool party, whatever. We cooling, right?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know. I just need to tell us for the listen. This is for the listeners, though.
But that nigga, he friends with her now, so it's cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't you trip?
I was never not friends with her.
Nigga, you friends with her because we was niggas was playing Among Us.
Wait a minute, Rob. Now we got it.
Hey, Bernal. She wasn't considered. Y'all wasn't friends. Y'all wasn't friends then.
No, you know the problem is.
I'm gonna tell the story. I remember Wonder Woman and what's her name? Was Superman about to beat their ass in Justice League?
Evan, whatever Rob said, you got to bleep that out. You gonna have to remove that.
Nigga, please. Nigga, please. But nah, I'ma just tell this.
When I say some shit, when it's Rob's turn.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Just hold it down for the
Rob. Bro, I ain't even say nobody's name. Like, relax.
No. I'm telling my boy. I'm
can I tell the story, please?
Jeez,
I feel like Jadakiss, yo, Sheik Styles.
If I wanted to say my girlfriend's name, bro, I could say my girlfriend's name, bro.
Yo, the cold words, yo, the optics.
I'ma holler at y'all.
But yeah, all right. So I'm gonna tell the story right quick, man. Yo, so we at Tati party. I'm chilling with one of my homegirls. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you and Brunel. So we there chilling. So she's there. She's like, oh, we should FaceTime this other person that we know, right? So we FaceTime her. She talked to her friend, love. Talked to me, love. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm here with Brunel, right? Before I can hand the phone off to this nigga, you know what she said? Man, fuck Brunel.
She banged it on that nigga, bro. Vince,
I'm
Carter.
Like, hold. So I'm.
It's over.
No. So I'm sitting there. We sitting there with the screw faces, like, huh? Like, what happened? I thought it was all hugs and Hallmark cards, right? But now had to give me the real story about what happened, man. But nah, that shit was just funny. Because the thing is, I've never seen anybody just straight up just be like, you know what? Fuck Brunel. Like, in a serious way. And she's, like, one of the nicest people. So for her to say that was just so funny to me, man.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yo, drop a bomb, bro. Drop a bomb on this, hon.
She deserves that. She earned that one. But the thing,
you would have thought Cafel would have got it when Rob said
his I'm not even gonna hold you. I don't know what happened when Rob was talking, it kind of skipped, so I didn't really hear much.
Rob is like Jadakiss with the double Andre, yeah. You know what I mean?
Even though it was obvious.
Yeah, but nah, that shit was funny, man. That's the only time I ever seen somebody be like,
not even obvious, bro. As far as the listeners know, I ain't seen shit.
It's all good, G. But nah, that
he
shit
lied,
sad, bro.
Never said nothing about him.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Yes, but I ain't even gonna go into Kennedy. But Kennedy, the Beach episode is for real OG SSID listeners. If you know,
you know,
nigga. Because what? That's still to this day my most controversial episode ever, man. I never got so many responses in my life. Hold on, let me see if it's still on the feed. It still might be on the feed for anybody who want to listen. But like, yo, that was my most controversial episode. I had to be at least about, not even joking, like 30 hit ups from people that I knew, people I didn't know. It's like, yo, y'all niggas was wilding, man.
Yo, I was on that episode, right?
You might have been. I know Ralph was on that episode.
If Ralph was on, that had to be. I remember being there.
He was at Long Beach. He was on the boardwalk. Yeah. You might have been there for that. You might have been there for that, but gee.
Good times.
That was a rough episode for Brunel, too. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah.
You got put in the pack a little bit. All love, though. All
positive. It is all love across the board.
Yeah. Right. Brunel was on that episode with a pound of yogurt in his pants.
This is a sick Negro.
Jesus Christ. But yo, I will say though, that episode is still on the feed. If you can find it, if you know, you know.
You know.
But low key, I'm about to. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm gonna re listen to that one tomorrow because that's one of the ones, man.
OD, son.
Niggas was catching. There was a lot of subs and shots being thrown on that one. Oh, man. I tried to keep the peace.
Yeah.
Yo, bro. Just remaster the episode, bro. Redrop it, son.
Yeah. The Brunel cut? Like the Snyder cut of the Justice League? The Brunel cut, son?
Yeah, bro. Make that shit in 4K, bro.
Okay. Good vibe. Hey, I still got them vocals, y'all.
Oh.
Did the Brunel vocals come in yet? But nah, I got that episode. I might actually like, yeah. If anybody want that episode, I got that. Yeah. But yeah, man, we're gonna get up out of here. Love to you, Burns, man. Appreciate you. Word, enjoy bro. Your birthday. Did you like the sneakers? Did you
sorry.
Like the sneakers?
I'm sorry, bro.
Oh yeah, I like the sneakers. I like the... It's all right, my boy. It's all right, my boy. It's all love over here.
Yeah. I picked out them sneakers, just to let you know. I green lit them.
It was just funny to me. What you said?
I green lit them sneakers.
Yeah, good look. I heard.
Yeah, I green lit them.
I'm gonna wear them ASAP.
I told her, I was like, yo, Brunel gonna wear them joints with cargoes. I can already see it. I already see the fit and everything, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. But yo, Kafel, Rob, I appreciate you niggas coming on. Love you guys, man.
Yo, love you too, bro. Always.
Yo, stay blessed, man.
Yes, sir. And when we get the show popping and king, because we doing some serious reformatting, niggas. Yo.
Facts.
It's gonna be
nigga finna shake the table.
We got some shit on the way. It's gonna be special.
I could come in here.
Don DeMarco, DeMarco.
Yeah, it's gonna be different, man.
I could come on there and talk my shit.
Oh yeah, man. We're gonna be playing music. We're gonna have some DJs on there. It's gonna be epic.
That's fine. I like stuff.
It's gonna be like more that. Like a radio show, like. Yeah,
I like that.
It's gonna be different, man. But yeah, man, appreciate you boys, man. Love you.
All right, y'all. I'ma holla at y'all.
Yeah, we're gonna get up out of here. Love, y'all.
That's a fact, yo. Stay blessed. Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.